navel gazing and gossip and not credible learning tools, but it sounds like you got a lot of really valuable student reflection going on in the blog.
Absolutely. I think the easiest translation, what you could, if you're an educator that is really focused on measuring your learning in a disciplined way, you know, it's a little like if I'm teaching you how to play the piano, I can lecture you on it, I can have you listen to the music, I can ask other people how you play, or I can have you play the piano. In my blog, Learning Journals, they have to play the piano. They have to tell me what they've learned by applying it to something. Not giving me their class notes, but by applying it. That allows me to have a really close look at how much spaghetti is sticking to the wall, as they say. What is hitting home and what isn't? It is singularly the most accurate, real-time student survey you can have, because they're playing the piano right in front of you, and you see it every week. It's extremely powerful. And they tend to be very personal in how they express themselves in their blogs, because they're quite comfortable. You know, the next generation has a very unique view of privacy and online, as we see in some of the social media privacy debates. But what I'm experiencing with my students is in their blogs and their learning journals, they are willing to share their deepest thoughts, and in a way that makes me feel very privileged in terms of applying their learning in their world. I would submit that they're sharing things in that blog that they won't share live.
I feel like we have a couple of themes that are emerging in the conversation here, and one of them is around intimacy, and that you're really able to get to know them and get a sense of where they are as students and learners and future executives. And then I think the other piece thread that's emerging here is that, you know, what the blogs do is really make the learning transparent, right? Assessment is always a challenge for educators, but what this allows students to do is kind of share what they know in a forum that they're comfortable in. And then for you as an educator to be able to offer some commentary and feedback on it. And I'd wager, too, that they're learning better because they're kind of building on the prior knowledge that they have and making it explicit when they have a chance to reflect on it. So sounds like we've demolished another myth for that.
Yeah, another one goes down. Another one goes down. And they learn from each other because they read each other's blogs. Don't underestimate that. And they're rapidly doing that because they get to see my comments. So they want to see what makes a good blog, what makes a bad blog. So they are living the learning and sharing it in a very intimate way.